I've seen how families and senior drivers struggle with the decision to retire the keys, and it's a very difficult decision. Giving up the keys means that they're giving up their independence, and people don't like to do that. Also, it makes us safer.
What did you learn through the certification process?
Well, that age alone is not a good indicator of whether a person is a good driver. There are many factors that contribute to driving ability, things like memory and cognitive abilities, and just overall health.
You not only facilitate the conversation between concerned family members and older drivers, you also learn how to mediate. What's the best way to start that discussion?
This discussion is a very complex and sensitive subject with families, and it causes lots of tension. And one of the things that we can do is we can assure the senior driver that we are not taking away their keys. We are not telling them that they have to do anything. We are going to provide them with facts and then let them and their families make the decision. And that tends to soften it a little bit because we're allowing them, just like our name says, the dignity to make decisions for themselves.
When should people become concerned about elderly drivers in the family? You want to catch this quickly.
Well, I think there's a long list of things, but certainly accidents and citations. How many has a person had in the past year or so? How stressful does driving make them? Have they had any near misses? And then things like vision, hearing, you know, do they have trouble seeing the signs? What medications are they on? But then maybe one of the most important things is, what do other people tell you about your driving? You know, do people make comments about your driving? There's just a whole list of things that a family can look at that will help them make the decision.
Lots of red flags. How do you address issues like older drivers losing their independence, as you mentioned?
Well, there are some resources in the communities, and so we would provide them with those resources. We give them guidance and support on how to make that smooth transition. So we can help them make a driving agreement with a family member, you know, which family member is going to help them make the decision. And so we can give them the tools to do that. We can give them the tools to invite people to help. They can, you know, tell people that they are transitioning into not driving, and I'd like to ask for your help in giving me a ride. So lots of tools that we can give them that help them make that transition.
Those sound like some great solutions. And you learned about this through Keeping Us Safe. How long did it take to complete the program, and how will you help people in the future?
Well, it's a, I think about an 8 to 10 hour training. I learned about it actually through my boss, who is also a Beyond Driving with Dignity professional. And in the future, I'm hoping to be able to help families to transition older drivers. And I know that, you know, a lot of people are concerned about this for themselves and their parents. It's just a really helpful thing, and I'm hoping that it will make our community safer.
You can find out how to get more information about Beyond Driving with Dignity on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Kathy Nafis, thank you.
Thank you.